Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, I still got a lot of fun left in me. Hump day, everybody. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Hump day!
Oh, I feel so happy. I love you guys so much. Good people.
We love you too. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. It's nice. Actually, we were talking about the other day that this August is our 30th first date, real date. We actually plooped long before that.
Yeah.
But our first date is this August.
You're a good girl.
I am a good girl. I know how to put out. I do my wifely duties.
You say put up or put out?
Put out.
Put out.
Oh. Yeah. I just said I do my wifely dirties, which is exactly what they are. Super dirty. What?
Dirty. Is that
what's
a song?
That from?
I don't
is
know.
That,
just
is that a song?
Oh.
I thought it was like a Dirty Laundry. I feel like there's one verse where they go, dirty.
Oh.
Might be my mind.
You might just wish that it was just dirty all the time.
I love dirty.
Do I have a sponsor? I do not. I'm going to hop right in here. This is terrible news. Mm-hmm. On a few levels, actually. I feel bad for anyone who buys something brand new and immediately ruins it.
That happened on my van.
Oh.
Dude, it just happened to Tracy Morgan's Bugatti. He paid $2 million, drove off the lot, and got in an accident within 15 minutes.
Oh, the same day?
The day he drove off the lot.
A couple blocks away.
A Bugatti?
A $2 million Bugatti.
Not a Toyota Sierra?
Nope. It's not a bad accident.
But to be fair, it wasn't a brand new Bugatti.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't a, what year are we in, 2019? Yeah, I believe so.
Oh,
but
he paid
still.
$2 million for a pre-owned Bugatti?
Yeah.
What? This guy shopping in Filene's basement? You guys have those out here?
No, I just heard that he's hosting the ESPY Awards this year, which is the ESPN thing.
Yeah.
And it was weird when I heard the announcement. I hadn't heard he crashes Bugatti.
Yeah, well, that happened yesterday.
But it always crosses my mind, first of all, who wants that trouble in their life?
Maybe it pays.
And that's the thing. And then I went, this better not be one of those gigs where they're like, are you kidding? It's to promote. Mm. You know how they say that about, oh, no, you don't get paid to do the Super Bowl. It's an honor.
Yeah, but I got to pay all these people over here.
Yeah.
You know, they're not doing it for the honor. It probably does translate into record sales for them. I can see that. I don't know what he would hope to get out of it besides money. Maybe he just loves sports so much. Brenda and I were talking about the accident that Tracy Morgan was in a little while back. You know, yesterday...
You mean the one with the Walmart truck?
Yes, when he was in a limo. Yesterday, it came up on the show that there was a Miami Vice movie with Colin Farrell in it. And I was like, yeah, that was 3 years ago. Or, you know, or that's what it felt like to me. Like that was no time ago. And it turned out it was 13 years ago. It was like 2006 or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, time is flying. How many years ago do you think that Walmart accident was?
Okay, it's 2019. Yep. I'm going to say that happened in...
It's not a game. I don't have any money on me.
Damn it. I'm seeing 2011.
2014.
That
was only 5 years ago. But the Miami Vice movie was 13 years ago. Like, things are just...
The only reason the Miami Vice movie stood out to me is because, from what I remember reading, that was, I guess, the catalyst for his rehab.
Right.
That movie was the thing.
Like, he was such a wreck.
That they went...
You need to go get some help.
Let's get
somewhere.
These last scenes done, and then let's see
let's
you.
Say goodbye to you.
Not
for
see you for
days,
a while,
right? It's crazy because it was almost 5 years to the day after the Walmart truck smashed into his limo, which his friend died. He was injured. In fact, Brent and I were talking about how he seemed challenged right up until that settlement came through. And then suddenly he was working again and seemed totally cognizant. And, you know, I'm not saying anything.
Wasn't just using the cane anymore.
Yeah, just noticing.
Yeah.
But he seemed fine right after that settlement.
Well,
I'm just saying. I'm not sure what I'm saying. And I'm certainly not saying it as harshly as we were in the office.
Just your opinion and observation.
Totally an observation. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sure that there's a lawyer involved who took the case who said, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
What you are going to do is you are going to stay under doctors.
You're going to use a cane.
Watchful eye.
And you're going to answer questions really slowly. And you are going to lose your train of thought a lot.
And I don't know about that.
You are going to seem like you're not quite on the ball. And then the minute this is over, you're going to be fine.
But one of his friends died in
that
accident.
Listen, I am not minimizing the
pretty
fact that was
accident, yeah.
Absolutely
and
horrific.
And it was the dude's fault.
It was.
Hadn't he been
fell
driving
asleep,
for...
I think, right?
The Walmart.
Yeah, he'd been driving 23 hours or something. Anyway, so he gets in this other car accident yesterday in New York City, almost 5 years to the day. That accident occurred June 7th, so day after tomorrow will be 5 years, 2014. Yesterday's accident does not even, it's not even on the spectrum of accidents compared to the one that he was in 5 years ago. Tracy Morgan tweeted, thanks for any concern, but I'm totally fine. My new car, we shall see. Love you all. So the tragedy here is that the car he's talking about is a $2 million Bugatti. He had bought it within the hour. He had driven off the lot.
It's so heartbreaking. Like, I know that I was able to get my van fixed, but the part is you're just all, but my van was perfect for only a few minutes while I owned it.
Yep.
And even when Peter Cook.
Lighthouse Realty.
Comes walking up and goes, oh, well, that keeps you from having to worry about it now. And I'm like, no, dude, I just got the thing.
I know, but it's true. Once you get the first scratch or ding on there,
no,
it's
I
like,
know.
Okay, but it's just like, a car.
No.
Yep.
He's like, oh, well, I wouldn't, you know, pocket the... No, I'm not going to... I want that fixed.
Yes.
I just got the thing.
I want it to be shiny and new.
God.
So no official word on whose fault it is. Tracy says he's the victim. The chick says no. It was so no hospitalization was required or anything. She got the poop scared out of her. This woman... Let me see if I can find her name.
What do you mean? Like he yelled at her or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
Jocelyn Medulid. She's 61. She lives in Jersey City, and it looks like Page Six got a hold of her a couple hours after the minor accident with Tracy
it's
Morgan.
Not minor when a $2 million Bugatti's involved.
Agreed. That seems major.
Looks like he punches the window, too, before.
Yeah, he's banging on the window.
Oh my
and
God.
On her window?
On her window?
They're very close together. Like, to get at her, he has to get out of the passenger side of his car. But it looks like he's sort of standing up or kneeling on a seat and pounding on her car.
Yep.
Here's the video. You can barely make out what he's saying.
You see that?
Oh, him.
Yeah, hitting the window.
Punching the window, yeah.
And here's what he's saying.
Something, brand new car, I just bought it.
It's a $2 million car.
Oh.
I just bought it.
He's yelling at her and pounding on the window. I'd be scared, too. I don't want anybody pounding on my window.
Well, I always think of my mom in a situation. If something happened, I know she's a nice lady and would never try to do anything to anybody. And I would hate to think some guy comes around roughing her up,
right.
You know, where she's like, you know, I could see that scaring her. But I had a lady one time when I rode a motorcycle full, like all I had was a motorcycle.
Oh,
this lady almost killed me, didn't even notice. And when I finally caught up to her at the light, I stopped next to her window and she still didn't know I was there. So I went and she, and I was like, you almost killed me, dude. It wasn't me. It was you. You need to pay attention. I didn't want to scare the living hell out of her, but she almost killed me and just was clueless.
Yeah, that's the problem with motorcycles.
Right.
You can't see them. They're like invisible.
Well, I wasn't invisible, though. She just didn't look when she changed lanes and almost killed me.
I had one guy, big old guy, and he had a big old belly. And he bumped me with his belly.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, you got out of the car?
I didn't touch anybody.
Yeah, because we had exchange information. He came into my lane, and because there was construction going on, and he full-on bumped me with his belly. And I was, and he's like 6'5", 300 pounds.
Oh, boy, that's
and
not
it,
good.
It scared the you-know-what out of me.
Oh, did you actually poop your pants?
I did not, but I wanted to. I probably went home and did that.
Oh. It does happen. You know, you get scared and...
Well, it does happen.
It does. What I'm glad move, it didn't though. Happen to you.
Yeah,
the belly
thank
bumping.
Goodness.
I never really see that happen.
Yeah.
Using your belly as a weapon.
It was so frightening. I was like, whoa, whoa.
You're talking about
so look at the picture. Does it look like she hit him?
Well, so
or
here's
it's hard
her.
To say. They're in
but
the middle
she
of the
says,
intersection.
Yeah, they're sort of stopped in the middle. She says he hit her. We're both turning right. People are still crossing. So what happened is we're both turning right, but I know he hit me because I was already turning. I was there. He was the one who hit me. That's what she says. Sounds like both lanes could turn right.
It doesn't seem like there's any like lines. Normally there's lines so that there's two different lanes that can go. I don't see that here.
But if you're turning right from the second lane from the right, you have to turn into the second lane. You can't cut into the first lane.
Right.
He is sporting a wonderful spring outfit.
Oh, he
a
does.
A matching polo shirt.
Is it a leisure
and,
shirt?
And shorts.
Leisure suit?
As he gets out of the passenger side.
I know. He's got to get out. He walks across his brand new, but he's standing in the seat. His brand new car. Here he comes. And she's all, oh, God.
Well,
dang, she's bummed. That big old chain, too.
She's bummed because she doesn't want her insurance rates. She just hit a $2 million car. She's like, I don't want to pay more in insurance. I'm sure it's already expensive if you commute into New York City. Can you imagine? Yeah, I commute into New York City. Oh, no problem. That'll be $3,000
every
quarter.
By the way, just for the record, looks like, I mean.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Scratch.
No
yeah.
one's hurt. I don't think anyone even can make a neck claim.
No. You know what? I'm looking at pictures of a, he's saying his hip is hurt.
Yeah, I think I read that he was complaining of pain.
I'm looking at a picture of him in the back of
an ambulance. Yep.
Which I'm wondering if he got out of after the fact and said, no thanks, I don't want the bill for this.
If they show up, you're going to get a bill.
Oh, even if they just show up?
Yeah.
I thought you can decline.
You can sign your life away.
But doesn't, say, I mean, if he had services rendered to him, he was in the back.
He was. Right. They're
it's still
looking
not
at
the
him.
Ride. The ride's the one.
Yeah. You know.
I do know.
Anyway, they're saying that the Honda SUV, is that what it is? That hit him? That's about a $25,000 car, the Bugatti.
CRV.
Yeah.
Closer to $2 million. Anyway, everyone's fine. Except it had to hurt that he had just, literally just driven off the lot.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's not a good feeling. Well, but it's probably just some... He drove it right back
have
to the
you
dealership,
ever had,
too. Like, can we fix this?
Have you ever had anything new that suddenly ruined, similar to that, and you don't want it anymore?
Yeah.
You're like, this thing was... I had it. It was just how I wanted it. Now it's tainted, and I realize for the price to have it broken, scratched, or I don't even want, like...
Yeah, I don't even want this thing.
The joy of it has been sucked right out.
No, I've never had that. Have you?
Never? I have.
Yeah, was it your minivan?
Well, similar to the minivan, sure.
Yeah.
I've ruined a surfboard right off the bat and been like, ah.
You just got it.
I didn't even get a chance to get to know it.
I hardly knew you.
How does that happen?
How do I ruin it in rocks or whatever?
He sex waxed it wrong.
No, that's not how.
It was too slippery.
No, it wasn't.
Ruined.
It's not it. sex waxed it wrong. Know. What's wrong with you?
Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
Right around the
corner.
I'm
ready.
June 21st. It's coming up. Oh, that's like almost exactly 2 weeks. Just a little over that. The voice cast has become even more impressive According to reports, they got four old school comedy legends to voice abandoned toys with names that are plays on their own names. Mel Brooks, who's 92 years old, is going to voice an elephant named Melephant Brooks. 86-year-old Carol Burnett is a children's seat named Cheryl Burnett. 97-year-old Carl Reiner plays a pink rhino named Carl Reiner-Rosserus. And Betty White of the Golden Girls.
Wow, a bunch of oldies but goodies.
She is 97, and she's a teething toy named Bitey White.
I love this.
The four actors, average age, 93. Toy Story 4 is out June 21st, and there is a...
What a nice way...
I know.
To,
I like it.
To put big names and, like, give them something... That's a nice thing.
Make it them is. A little bit relevant, maybe?
Yeah, and also just a way to honor them.
Sure.
Like, you know, we're writing
you
into this.
You will live forever.
If you want to do it, we'd love
the
to have
it. Kids will know your name.
It might be the last thing they do.
I like Cheryl Burnett. That's
funny. That made me giggle.
She's only 86, so she's got a little more left in her. But some of these people, like, I mean, Betty White's 97 years old, for God's sake. You know. Well, come on. Oh, God, this song. Same. You began to drift away. I was left alone. Still, I waited for the day when she'd say,
sing it, Sarah.
Always love you. Lonely and forgotten. Oh, God, I love this movie. I know. Cry my freaking... I'm actually stinging. My eyes are stinging right now. I think we might be done here. So I can go cry on my own. What's coming up, Ben?
Oh, I have so much stuff. Let's see. We'll do... a really gnarly drinking game and more after these.
I love
calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm a sucker for you. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. I get so excited for the pool party, Vinny. We're doing our fifth annual Secret Show pool party at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. We'll let you know who was their grand prize winner from yesterday, coming up at 7. And then you get chances all day to get yourself qualified for today's grand prize. It's two nights stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. Plus, of course, tickets into the Secret Show and pool party at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Keep it here on Alice all day long.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. Stop by Whole Foods near you and try Organic Coup salads and chicken wraps.
Organic Coup.
Delicious. I may do that today.
Oh.
I always go by the Whole Foods right there off I don't know which road.
You know,
when you do
roads.
Something every day and then you don't even look at...
Like in Los Gatos?
It's got to be Stevens Creek.
Cupertino.
It's got to be. Mm. Yeah, it's Cupertino for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Meet you there.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors play tonight. In the NBA Finals, known as the Bay Area versus the...
Area?
Exactly right, Sarah. Thank you so much for your help.
It took me a second. I had to get there.
Perfectly executed.
Oh, I'll be watching The Handmaid's Tale.
You don't need to say any more stuff. So
season
then,
three
no,
is coming up. Starts tonight. You get three episodes all at once on Hulu. So I'm sure it'll be a good game, though.
Have you watched Nosferatu yet?
No, have you?
No.
Oh.
I want to, though. People have been writing in.
Are they saying it's good?
Well, they're saying, have you guys watched
no,
it
I
yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I started something called Murder Mountain.
Oh, Murder Mountain.
Which people have been recommending. It's about the pot business in Humboldt.
Oh, this came up yesterday, maybe.
Yeah.
I think you had read a text about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, and I just decided I'm on the treadmill. I might as well give it a look.
What'd you think?
Well, it's weird. They've got a lot of people disappearing and they're saying.
Murder Mountain.
It's because of the pot business up there.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Money equals murder.
It was obviously illegal for a long time, and now the crops have, there's been a switch.
Yeah.
And that transition from oh, we haven't been in business for 20 years, but we're ready to get to work now that it's legal.
Yeah.
What? You know what I mean? So yes. Is there amnesty? I don't know.
I'm trying, there is.
I'm trying to learn about it right now. Yeah. It's pretty interesting. So there's a whole business.
Well, you'll be our resident expert. That'll be great.
And I can't even smoke the stuff. The people who go up there, they go up there because they're into, you know, they think it's going to be some kind of pot heaven.
Right.
But it's a drug. It's the drug business. Yeah. Durr.
And there's murder on that mountain.
Well, some people have disappeared. I haven't gotten far enough into it yet to know if it's just, you know.
They're just super stoned and laying in a valley somewhere.
They got lost.
I can't leave. Every time I leave, I pass by pot plants
they
and
do,
I just lay back down.
They do mention many of the people who go up there are trying to disappear. Mm. They don't want. They're trying to get off the grid.
Off the grid, right.
They just want to be hippies. And do what they do and not. So maybe that's it.
Maybe.
But the guys on the.
I don't want to hear about murder.
The guys on the all terrain vehicles. What do they call those? The
Forerunners, right?
Forerunners.
Are they Forerunners?
With machine guns strapped over their backs.
Oh my God.
They may have something to do with the disappearances. I'm not sure. Anyway, back to the Warriors.
Four wheelers.
Whatever they are.
And Stevens Creek is right.
Oh, good. I got a lot of unknowns in this report, and we're 1 minute in. Yikes. Anyway, Kevin Looney is out for the season. Oh. He is a great young player on our team.
Oh, sorry about it.
And Clay.
Sorry to hear that.
Clay Thompson looks like he's out tonight. They say he's a game time decision, but it's a hammy.
Uh-oh.
And if they rush him back.
That's a tough injury.
It could be one that keeps him out.
Yeah.
And we need him.
Don't push it.
So we've got no KD. We got no Kevin Looney. And we got no Klay Thompson going into tonight's game.
Oh, well, good luck. I think you'll do well. Don't worry.
it's not good.
And your 7 o'clock, are you going to announce who's going to be playing for the game tonight? Oh, I gave you the story.
What is she asking me? What are you asking me?
In your 7 o'clock trash, are you going to announce who's... Oh, you mean the band.
Yes. Oh, yes, I am.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to...
I didn't want to ruin it.
Oh, my... Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's my second thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Very. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know what she's asking me. Who's
right
playing?
Now?
Steph Curry, I think.
Sorry.
Some Canadian
See,
dudes.
In my head, I think of playing. I think of performance. I think of musicians.
Got it.
Even though we're talking about playing sports.
I was like, is this a trick question?
Yes, it is. $5, Sarah.
I lose.
Warriors Raptors, 6 p.m.
Warriors.
So I'll try to be there for that. I thought this story was fun.
Okay.
It's just a story about a young lady who achieved an incredible goal by the age of 21.
Okay.
It's something that I think a lot of young people, I think a lot of people have world travel on their bucket list.
Sure. Let's see this place.
This 21-year-old woman just became the youngest person to travel to every country.
She's been to every country?
Every country, Sarah.
How many countries are there? 241.
No, she went to 196 sovereign nations.
They had to be sovereign nations?
Well, I think there's... Yes, they needed to be legitimately recognized, and it needed to be probably safe enough for her. And some of them probably still weren't safe enough for her to be there.
Right.
The picture of her in North Korea, she's in like... a little green room.
Oh.
Like, it's not her near a waterfall going, hey.
Well, it's a green room. They could make it anything they wanted to, couldn't they?
Well, I think she's legitimately gotten the stamps on her passport from all of these countries. And I think, I don't know. I don't strive for that. You know, I just traveled to Ontario for the weekend.
Yeah. And California.
My sleep still screwed up from it.
Yeah.
I can't get back into my rhythm.
Mm. Well, it's because you have a house full of children now.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
This 21-year-old American woman named Lexi Alford stepped foot in North Korea and broke a record, becoming the youngest person in history to travel to...
Lexi.
Yes. Yep.
Alexi.
Becoming the youngest person in history to travel to every country on Earth. In doing so, she beat out the 24-year-old current Guinness World Record holder.
Oh.
So by 21.
That's a pretty incredible thing.
It is.
Is she one of those influencers on Instagram? Like she has a million followers?
It doesn't say that that's what she initially started out as. Her family, and she's from Nevada City, California.
Oh.
But her family owns a travel agency.
Oh.
So they're in the travel biz.
Oh, that's good.
That is her.
It looks like
in Egypt.
Yeah. Is that her foot? Is she kicking
outward?
She's
kicking, yeah.
She's adorable. What a cutie.
Yeah.
Travel's been a part of my life since before I can remember. I love that song.
Egypt.
I just had a buddy named John Curta that used to pull a box out of the back seat of his Civic. Had these
like
speakers.
A boom box?
these things were like house speakers that were in the back of his. You pull a box down, throw it, and start dancing. You'd just be like,
oh,
where'd you learn to do that?
What fun. He was a box dancer.
He could do it on. Well, he used the box to slide for his spins.
Oh, you mean like an open cardboard.
Like a flattened cardboard box.
Okay, so I thought he had like a little box. He was doing like a step
he'd
class.
Pop up
and
onto his head and spin.
Kicking.
Yeah, just like a little parkour.
It's more
for
like for the head spins, right?
Yeah. But he could spin on his back too.
Sure.
He knew all this and then that song.
So you had a breakdancing period.
I did not have a breakdancing period. John Curta.
Oh, don't lie, Vinny.
I'm telling
you. Don't undersell yourself. I'm sure you had some moves.
I didn't.
You had a friend with giant house-sized speakers and a piece of cardboard he'd whip out of the back.
That's
you
right.
Definitely took a spin on that thing.
I didn't.
I know you.
I did it.
Oh, my God, you liar.
I wonder if John Curta still does that.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
Yeah, you get to a point.
Yeah. We've gotten old. I'm sure that's out of his system.
Yeah, I hope so.
Anyway, she says, travel's been a part of my life since before I can remember. My parents would take me out of school and place me on independent study for weeks and months at a time every year.
Oh, she's beautiful. Look at that girl.
Yeah, she's a real cutie. She's also been to every country in the world, and she just turned 21.
Every country. There she is in Yemen. And she's, you know, there's certain countries where a girl's got to cover her hair and can't show her arms.
She says, in the beginning, I wasn't trying to break a record, but as I got older and realized I'd had like 72 countries on my list, I realized I'm close.
Yeah, I could do this. A couple more tours and boom.
In 2016, she got serious and started working on her mission to travel to every single one of the world's 196. And she just finished it.
She's congratulations.
She's
absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. She says she does a lot of research to find the best deals, utilize points and miles for my flights, stay in cheap accommodations like hostels. Oh, boy. See, I couldn't do this. Yeah. I'd be like, that place is filthy.
That place has fleas
scary.
For sure.
It's just
I am
scary.
Not doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's... So she did this... Was she alone? Or does she have a companion who...
Nobody's in the pictures with her.
Yeah. Right. But someone's got to take the pictures.
You can ask somebody, I guess.
I suppose, right? Get your tour guide or something.
She struggled the most in West and Central Africa due to tricky visas, little infrastructure for tourism, language barriers, and the high cost of traveling safely. So that, she's saying, was the
that
guess,
one?
Scariest?
I don't know. Let's see.
It's very neat. Anyway, her name is Lexi... Sorry.
Lexi.
Oh, fudge.
Alford,
there it is.
She also says, Vinny, that her travels are self-funded. She's done a few brand deals and campaigns along the way that help fund her project, but she's never had an official sponsorship.
Oh.
She's been making her money through working at her parents' travel agency.
Nice. Well, she's certainly a person who'd be a resource if you're like, hey, I want to go to Yemen.
What can you tell me?
What can you tell
she
me?
She already knows.
Gotta be safe.
Gotta cover that hair up.
Mm-hmm. Already did it by 21.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that make you feel like you're done?
No. Her?
Yeah. Like,
no.
Are you?
Well, next stop Mars, I guess, right?
Right. No, I feel like this is in her blood. She's gonna keep on doing it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I know one of the things about my youth was that for some reason I wanted to be grown up. Way ahead of schedule.
Oh, God, if and we could only know that
right.
You're only going to be young for that first little tiny part
and
of your life.
And the thing is you're trying to pack so much grown-up crap into these youthful years, and then you get to your adult and you're already burnt out. I'm already a burnout. I'm 20.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I lived too hard when I should have just been growing and learning.
So I wonder if she's not also maybe, I get it. She got the record, but now she's like, I've touched it all.
Yeah. I think, honestly, Mars is her next stop. She'll be one of those people. You know, Jeff Bezos is having a whole, like, Mars convention in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. I was actually like, John, we should go to Vegas. We should go on Saturday.
Forget Alaska.
Why don't you?
Oh, we have stuff to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Life gets in the way.
Are you sure you do, or are you just...
No, he said no.
Is it... Oh, okay.
And we do have stuff to do. My son wasn't here for his birthday, so we have a thing planned for that. And
oh,
you know,
I see.
Oh, Vinny, she goes, so what's next? I'm currently writing a book about my experiences in every country and the lessons I've learned along the way. I'm also going to start public speaking, and my first TED Talk is on June 15th.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
This is a pretty accomplished 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Tunisia.
That's in Tunisia?
Yes.
Yeah. It's cool. Their graffiti. Is that graffiti? It's all...
It looks like art, actually.
Yeah, that
it
looks
art.
Like
look
decorative.
Like
I mean, it's sort of Arabic. The paint color matches the shutters.
That's true.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually wondered if that was Greece, except that it looks like graffiti all over everything.
Lexi Alford, everyone, at 21.
Yay.
She's been to every... She's got the Guinness Book of World Records for going to every nation.
And being the youngest to do so.
My passport is pathetic by comparison to hers. It's embarrassing.
You've been to Nicaragua. That's saying something.
And Mexico.
Yeah.
The end.
Ever been to Canada?
No.
Never?
Mexico.
And Nicaragua.
The end.
You'll go other places, especially as your girls get older. And your wife-to-be is very well-traveled. I'm sure she'll drag you guys around the world.
I think that we'll see. We'll see how funds hold up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... We had two kids late.
Mm-hmm.
Two kids real late.
Yeah. Don't neglect your own retirement.
Right. Beauty retailer Sephora will close all 400 its U.S. stores for 1 hour on Wednesday morning for diversity training.
This is because of SZA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I first read this note, I thought, oh, my God, that's such a big company going out of business. And then you got to read farther because it says it's closing. You go, oh, no. Not because I care about Sephora, but you just hate to see big companies keep folding.
I know.
And they're headquartered here.
Yeah. But they're not. They're just closing for an hour for diversity training. I guess, what did they do? They accused her of stealing.
I think she was in a Calabasas store, and then perhaps a security guard started, or a cashier called the security, and they gave her a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she tweeted about it.
There's a woman LMAO, that can buy anything
Sandy in there. Sephora at location 614 Calabasas called security to make sure I wasn't stealing. We had a long talk. You have a blessed day, Sandy.
Bless your heart.
I guess SZA used to work at Sephora.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How funny.
So she used to work at the skincare department at Sephora location before launching her music career.
Mm.
So she knew she was being watched and called them on it. They're saying our diversity training was in plan all along.
This isn't in response to that.
We just
we were gonna
launch it anyway. It's just a coincidence, but we're real sorry that happened to you, SZA.
SZA.
Oh, 510 says Sephora worker hair training is for inclusivity, not diversity. Training was already planned months ago.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I like inclusivity.
Well, that's what they're saying. It was planned. Whatever. This tweeting, though, calling companies out on Twitter, it seems to work.
It does. And that is, I actually think, one positive about social media.
Well.
It's also a negative.
Might be the only positive about Twitter.
Mm. Freaking Twitter. Get off of there, you guys.
Just say hi on there and you're doomed.
You're doomed.
What do you mean hi?
Yeah. Hi, how? Low, hi.
Yikes.
How is I racist? What?
Yeah.
H-I.
You racist. How dare you?
What? We've entered into cold drink season.
Oh, I love cold drinks. I like cold beverages.
P. People like their drinks iced. The number one drink.
Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge.
What is that from?
It's G sauce.
Easy?
What? No. Oh, G Lovin' Special Sauce.
Yeah.
That's a Philly reference if I ever heard
that's
one.
That's a good song.
Lemonade is the number one drink.
Mm. I like cold beverage. That's live. That's not the...
Yeah.
And we don't want the live version.
Go,
we never want
this,
the live version.
Is this the live version? Really? It's like this a music video on YouTube.
Nope, that's not what we want.
All right, fine.
Soda, water, whiskey. Comes in at four.
Oh, cold whiskey.
Hmm. I didn't mind ice in my whiskey.
I can't
down.
Believe beer is not the number one thing.
Nobody puts ice in beer, Sarah.
I'm not talking about ice. It's a cold beverage.
Oh, well, no. They're talking about what you
things
drink.
Put ice. Is iced tea? Did you already say iced tea?
Lemonade, soda, water, whiskey, coffee.
Oh, I do love iced coffee.
White wine.
No.
You like your iced, your white wine iced?
I don't.
I will drop a cube of ice in wine if I have to drink it.
Orange juice, red wine, milk, and then beer. No, iced tea's not on the
I can't
list.
Believe that. I love know. Iced tea. I mean, we make sun tea at least once a year, you know, just put the big thing, put all the tea bags in, and just stick it in the sun all day.
I get jittery when I make iced tea.
Oh, It can,
it
can jack you up.
Have to, you know, go number one all the time.
Yeah, it's nice. What do they call that? A diuretic?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying the drink itself makes you go number one more than just the beverage,
tea
the quantity of
tea
beverage?
Itself. Yeah. Tea makes you pee.
Yeah.
I usually just think it's the amount of liquid I've ingested.
It could be that, too. Yeah, I find it to be very dehydrating tea. Like, it makes your mouth taste.
Me, too.
A little funny. Yeah.
Can you tell the difference?
Play the next one?
Yeah, that sounds...
It just sounds a little bit. It's the same.
I like cold beverages. That's the video. That's not right.
Well, that was the comparison that we're doing.
Yeah. Right. You got to get the stick in the fridge part. You're not doing it right.
I got a pair of Calvin. This is a text from 415. I got a pair of Calvin Klein jeans in the sixth grade after begging for them.
Oh.
I fell the first day wearing them and busted a hole in the knee.
Oh, that was probably in the days before that was cool.
Why can't we have nice things?
Why can't we? Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. I do like a cold beverage. What are you looking at, Tex?
Yeah, there's something super shady about Tracy Morgan, says 408.
Nah, he's fine.
Pretty sure Walmart attorneys and board of directors are chuckling over Tracy's accident.
Chuckling?
Well,
nobody's laughing at somebody. Oh, you mean this new one?
The Bugatti.
Okay.
The $2 million Bugatti that just got ruined.
It's like, oh, the Bugatti we bought him just got ruined. It didn't get ruined. It just has a little scratch on it. It's nothing. It's not a big accident.
Yeah, tell that to insurance.
I know.
You tell that to him.
Right. I just drove off the lot in this thing.
I don't care how much money you make, and you can call it style, but when he got out of the Bugatti in a matching shirt and short, it's like a kid, dude. It's like the matching Garanimal.
Uh-huh.
These both have red labels.
These match. They have the same trim on the shirt and the short
it's a good look.
Leg.
No, I'm saying no to it. It's great. That's an easy way to keep your clothes straight. I like that. And, you know, he's all
I don't like
dressed
it.
For the summer with the top off and the Bugatti and...
I know some people would say he's, you know, sharp, puts it together.
That's what I'd say.
To me, I'm like a little overdressed for a nice summer day, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your shorts really got to be
let him be fancy, Ben.
Matching outfit.
Let
your
him be
shirt.
All fancy in his Bugatti.
I guess. What's coming up in the trash?
We'll start with the Billboard Hot 100, but I have a lot of good stories coming up next.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.